On November 30, 1867, the grading through the summit tunnel was finished. The track was laid, and the spikes were pounded in. Also on that date, the first scheduled train from Sacramento arrived on the east side of the Sierra Nevada. The next day, Mark Hopkins wrote to Huntington, "Yesterday, we all went up to see the first locomotive pass the summit of the Sierra," he opened. "It was a pleasant sight to reach such a point where a train would gravitate towards the east." What had been accomplished was astonishing. Samuel Bowles, in his book on riding the Central Pacific Rails in 1869, says of the portion through California, "These miles of road ascending and descending the great California range of mountains are without parallel in expense and difficulty of construction and in variety and magnificence of scenery among the entire railroad system of the world." He spoke of the cost, $1 million in gold for black powder alone, and commented, "This mountain range, with all its doubts and difficulties and cost of construction, reared itself at the very beginning of the whole enterprise on the Pacific side. It had to be attacked first. Therefore, the courage and faith of the California pioneers and executors of this grand continental roadway rise to the front rank." They had transported all their materials around South America or through Central America. They had overcome lawsuits, opposition, ridicule, evil prophecies, monetary uncertainty, and losses. They had organized a vast laboring force, drilled long tunnels, shoveled away snow, set up sawmills, hauled locomotives and cars and 20 tons of iron over the mountains by ox teams. Nothing came easy. But they had done what other capitalists and engineers and politicians and ordinary folks thought impossible. Drilled tunnels through the Sierra Nevada, most of all, the tunnel at the summit. Now they were through, and in Hubert Howe Bancroft's words, they were ready to enter into the competition with the Union Pacific, not just for bonds and lands, but for prestige. "It was the grandest race that ever was run," Bancroft wrote. Compared with it, the Olympics were a pretty play. The finish line was the completion of the most stupendous work that men had ever conceived, and one of the most far-reaching in its results. It was a work that was to change the whole world.